Greetings, my brothers and sisters. I'm very happy to be able to speak to you in this Holy Week and for Easter. I've been praying very much for all of you on the website and also those who phone and write every day at my adoration. I've been away giving parish missions. We had 5 missions for the Lenten season, but at every mission I remembered the people that contact me all kinds of ways and prayed for you. And so now here we are in the most beautiful and important week of the church year, Holy Week, the week when we meditate on the passion, death and resurrection of Jesus. You know, I was praying this morning at adoration, and I was thinking how terrible, you know, here in the US a couple of weeks ago, there was this horrible festival to Satan in one of the states here, and it just came up on the news of how vile they were against Jesus, making fun. And thank God some good Christian Catholic man tried to get the host away from them, but that's how bad things are. And I was thinking, as we meditate on the suffering that Jesus went through for totally love of us and to get us to heaven, I really was shocked when I saw the hatred and what they were saying about Jesus and about the faith. And the Catholics went out afterwards in reparation and took a lady of Fatima and made rosaries and offered rosaries and all kinds of sacrifices. You know, brothers and sisters, it's very scary, because if that continues with them, they will go to hell unless they repent, because, you know, people today don't believe that there is a hell, but Satan is very active, and the one thing he wants to do is to nullify the passion, death and resurrection of Jesus in our lives, that we don't believe it. It is true. And, you know, I tell the people in my missions too that in many, many apparitions in Fatima, in Medjugorje, in other places, and the Divine Mercy, you know, the diary of Saint Faustina, she saw hell, and those little visionaries in Fatima saw it, and in Medjugorje, full. So I really encourage you on this Holy Week to realize that we are on a very short journey when you think of 50, 60, 70, 80 years, whatever we live, and then we make our choice for eternity. And it would be a terrible thing to, after all the opportunities Jesus gives us, not to take advantage of the beauty of his love, and for us as Catholics, that he would give us his own body and blood. I keep telling you, a blood transfusion of his own body and blood to help us to get salvation. Give us certain rules the church lays down. Why? So that, just like street rules, and, you know, we live in a country, there's laws, and if you don't obey these laws, you could get killed. I mean, if you didn't obey the laws of the traffic lights, you'd be killed. Well, you know, the church does the same with the teachings of Jesus and the teachings of the Catholic Church that can't change, that are given to us by Jesus, and the moral and teachings of our faith, what's right and what's wrong. So I really encourage you this Holy Week to go to confession and to please recognize that Jesus loves you unconditionally, that there is nothing he wouldn't do. He has done everything to save us. And, you know, this spurred me on when I saw these loads of people out there all dressed as devils and cursing Jesus and shouting and whatnot. And I thought, how sad. And saying that they want to go to hell. Oh, they have no idea what they're doing. It's demonic. So let's pray this beautiful week now. And as we prepare, you know, Holy Thursday is when Jesus gave us the 2 most powerful gifts in the Catholic Church. He instituted the Holy Eucharist, which is the passion, death and resurrection. You know, when you walk into a Catholic church, and Padre Pio said this, when we bless ourselves, time ceases and we're brought to the very presence of the sacrifice that won salvation for us. That's why the Catholic Church, as a mother, the church asks us to go to Mass on Sunday. Not that Jesus needs us, but we need to claim the victory that Jesus won for us so that Satan will have no hold on us. That's why it's an obligation. Not to go to Mass if you don't have a grave excuse is a mortal sin. So I really encourage you. That's the first thing on Holy Thursday. The second thing that Jesus gave us is the priesthood, is his own gift of priesthood in ordinary human men with their frailties and shortcomings. And just like the rest of us, with their limitations and their roots of original sin. But the priesthood is a beautiful sacrament. It's not a job. It's not a profession. It is a gift. And we don't call the priest. Jesus calls whom he desires. And you know, to be called Father is not a title. It's an honor. Because you represent God the Father. So I ask you to pray on Holy Thursday, especially for the priesthood. Pray for the Pope and all the cardinals and bishops, that there will be men deeply in love with Jesus, and that there will be men who recognize what a gift has been entrusted to them, that they can bring about the presence of Jesus. Father Pablo, when he's talking about the priest, always says, the priest connects earth to heaven and heaven to earth through the power entrusted to them. So we pray for that too, and we pray that we will have a great love for the Eucharist. Because through this beautiful sacrament, we receive the living Jesus. So I'm going to pray with you now. And then on Easter Sunday, hallelujah, what a gift that Jesus has risen from the dead. He's alive. He's real. And this is what we're celebrating, these days of his preparation, his suffering and death. But then the liberation from our sin. When Jesus rose from the dead, he conquered Satan. He conquered sin and death. He overcame it to make death that it wasn't permanent. That if we live for him, we will have the most beautiful reward in heaven. And the resurrection is the key that we have now, knowing no other human being, nobody has ever risen from the dead like Jesus has, because he's the Savior, he's the Lord. So let me pray with you now. This week will be a week of joy, of thanksgiving, and most of all, a real awareness of how much Jesus loves us, how much the Father loves us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for my brothers and sisters during this Holy Week who are listening on this website. I pray, Jesus, that you would really renew the sacraments in our hearts. Give us a new appreciation for being called the children of God. Because we know, Lord Jesus, at baptism, we received this great sacrament to make us children of God, members of your family. I pray also that you will renew our faith, and especially this Holy Week. Please, Lord, take away from us any obstacle to following Jesus. Give us hearts of gratitude. I pray for healing through the power of the Eucharist, that many great healings, both spiritual and physical. And we ask for forgiveness for those who offend and the blasphemous things that they do to you, Jesus. We ask you to help us to make reparation by living our lives according to your perfect plan. I pray for the church, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the gift of our faith. I thank you, Lord, that we celebrate the anniversary of the institution of the Eucharist and the Holy Priesthood. I pray for our bishop here and all the bishops in the world, all the priests. And I beg you especially to bless our Holy Father. Lord, heal him in a way that you alone have the power. And we pray for all the cardinals that work with him. Lord, please, please give these men a real baptism again of the Holy Spirit and renew their ordination on this Holy Thursday. In my own diocese here in St. Petersburg in Florida, I pray for Bishop Parks and all the priests that will renew their vows. I pray especially also for Father Pablo, who prays for all of us and works with me. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless him and his mission down in Costa Rica. And I pray now, Lord, in thanksgiving for the power of the resurrection in our lives. Because we know, Lord, that Jesus told us, because he will live, we will live. We pray in for this resurrected joy, Lord, that you fill our hearts with it, knowing that the price was paid at a great price for our salvation, and that now we have the liberty and the freedom. We choose to go to heaven, to be with Jesus. Lord, give us that courage and grace that we need. And we ask you, Mary, our mother, Queen, you stood by Jesus in his suffering. You stand by us and you try to help us to make the choice that will give us life eternal. Mary, our mother, intercede for us and for all your children, Mary, every place. And I ask all of this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. God bless you all, and I'm so grateful to be able to wish you a very happy and holy Easter and a holy week. And I'll speak to you soon again after Easter. God bless you now. Bye-bye.